reason and perception. Projection makes perception. The world you see is what you gave it. Nothing more than that. But though it is no more than that, it is not less. Therefore, to you, it's important. It is the witness to your state of mind, the outside picture of an inward condition. Listen, as a man thinketh, so does he perceive. Therefore, seek not to change the world, but choose to change your mind about the world. Why? Perception is a result and not a cause. And that is why order of difficulty in miracles is meaningless. Everything looked upon with vision is healed and holy. Nothing perceived without it means anything. And where there is no meaning, there's going to be chaos, isn't there? Listen. Damnation is your judgment on yourself, and this you will project upon the world, and you'll see it as damned, and all you see is what you did to hurt the Son of God. If you behold disaster and catastrophe, you tried to crucify him. If you see holiness and hope, you join the will of God to set him free. Look, there is no choice that lies between these two decisions, and you will see the witness to the choice you make and learn from this to recognize which one that you will choose. Remember in our Course in Miracles that the world you see is sightless and must be imagined. For what it really looks like is unknown to you. You must infer what could be seen from evidence forever indirect, and reconstruct the inferences as you stumble and fall because of what you do not recognize, or walk unharmed through open doorways that they thought were closed. And so it is with you. You don't see. Your cues for inference are wrong, and so you stumble and fall down upon the stones you do not recognize, but fail to be aware you can go through the doors that you thought were closed, but which stand open before unseeing eyes, waiting to welcome you. Look, you listen once more. How foolish to attempt to judge what could be seen instead. It is not necessary to imagine what the world must look like. It must be seen before you recognize it for what it is. You can be shown which doors are open, and you can see where safety lies, and which way leads to darkness, and which way to light. Why? Judgment will always give you false directions, but vision shows you where to go, so why should you guess? Why indeed? Why indeed, teacher of God, should you guess about perspectives of self-identity that necessitate your distinction between ideas of formulation of mass density particle identity and the totality of the idea of a light form of truth that's available to you through the instructions that you are receiving in the faculty of exchange of our new mind's identity about who we are. It's good to see you in this new perspective of time. It is occurring on a constant, continuing basis. The success of the endeavor in which you have pursued within your own mind the possibility of the conversion of the light form that heretofore demonstrated your capacity to organize conflict. We call this self-consciousness. Remember in the videos that were just completed, the new vision that you're seeing with me now is nothing but our attempts to momentarily, within the power of love, to distract you from the idea that it's necessary for you to retain that conflict. And in the conversion of it is the simple recognition that in the constancy that is the purpose for a continuing alteration of the idea of yourself, you are in a new vision. Here's a little idea about the title we're going to give you: a teacher of God, a teacher in the wholeness of any mind, of the purpose for which you would be in an occupancy of space-time, demanding the attention to you within the dream faculty that heretofore, until the beginning of this association in time, you have been unable to see a true image of how you look within your own relationship. And the time is on us now, isn't it? Within the factoring of the dream, in the recognition of the converting agency of light, so beautifully demonstrated by my Savior, Jesus, the faculty of body identity, where he appears with us in the immediacy of the availability of the transformation of the mind. Many of you are now familiar on the new satellite with what is constituted as conversion of light form, based on a simple admission that in the process of correspondence of space-time, there is another faculty of light going on in a consistent reference of a variation of the illusion of the idea of body form that has held you in the bondage of a perspective within the illusion that a constancy of conversion was not available to you. The power of your mind to demonstrate through a single whole mind, and we call this Jesus of Nazareth, very simply because the instructions that you were given, and that you were given in this reference, were simply to look at the particulars of your own mind in regard to what you want to see in the idea that you are trapped within association of the power of your mind. Listen carefully. Without the availability of the immediacy of a converting nature that would show you in an instant the necessity for your participation of thought process of mind within your own idea of yourself to increase the frequency of the conversion of space. This is a Sermon on the Mount where Jesus says the power of your mind to increase the frequency that eliminates the conflict that you feel in yourself is being demonstrated through a science of the mind. And this is purely Jesus now. The use of the term, incidentally, if I with Jesus and the New Testament, I'm going to be speaking about loop quantum gravity, parallel universes, and fundamental ideas that the New Testament demonstrates. The word that they use in science is anthropic. It's an interesting perspective within the objective idea of relationships of the illusion within this little place in space-time. You somehow attempt to subtract your own consciousness identity from the inevitability that within the science of the mind, it's impossible somewhere you are not in observation of what appears to be out there. Usually by the time you're a junior in high school, you begin to apply anthropic solutions that are the science evidence that unless you observe it, this is the whole idea of quantum. Are you going to listen? Nothing objectively is happening. Can you see this? How you deal with it from the science approach of loop quantum conversion doesn't concern me. But if I were to read to you the reasonableness of the inevitability of a time factor that has brought me into this continuum of time with you right now, and I'm demonstrating the term master teacher, I'm a formulation of body identity occurring within a frame of time, using the power of my mind to continually reassociate ourselves objectively with what we want to see within a loop of energy that contains dark matter, what we would call potential to be used, in the idea of the possibility of conversion. I'm going to read you about 2 minutes about the idea of anthropic associations of the mind. Shall I tell you what it actually said? What I read you at the opening was the idea that the power of mind is a decision that you must make. And while there's no question you like to apply the power of the mind, the constancy of it in regard to what you want to see as a reflection of your mind always reduces within you the light power of the mind with the simple denial that there is only one power and that all the universe is going to contain that power. Okay? This is from the Science American magazine. Just a little bit about the resolution that no one really wants to look at. Listen. The anthropic principle. In 1961, the great cosmologist Robert Dick raised an interesting question. Given the infinite range of the real numbers, how do we explain the numerical fact that the universe is only about 10 billion years old? Why not some very different number? Dick gave what at first sounds like a ridiculous answer, which goes as follows, and almost all humans arrive at it somewhere in their association. In order for anyone to be around to ask this question, intelligent life must exist. This implies that the universe has to be old enough for planets to have formed and intelligent life to evolve. According to standard astronomical and evolutionary theories, that would take about 10 billion years. On the other hand, if the universe is very, very much older, the stars will all have burned out and could not support life. Therefore, there is a finite window of time for us to be here in order to ask the question, and this is the fundamental idea of the question that I am posing to you through a reasoning process of my mind that you are very much aware of within the idea that it requires somewhere in space-time. In that sense, in a finite relationship, the entirety of the universe. There's an assumption here. Let's try it in this anthropic idea that the mind thinks. Okay? This is my entire teaching. So I tell you what the joy of my experience with you is. You're reformulating it in the possibility of the constancy of time, which takes a relative idea of the length of the universe, I understand is 14,000 million years, and shortens it immediately into the idea that the human condition, this sounds like the Old Testament, doesn't it? It sounds like I'm suddenly going to begin to teach the relationship of Adam and Eve. Fundamentally, I am. The anthropic principle somewhere involves the idea of consciousness association of mind without any regard to what you call it, but the admission that it cannot not somewhere within all of space-time represent the particulars, you listening to me, of what I'm trying to demonstrate to you now as a miracle of conversion of light contained within the power of your mind to change your mind about yourself. Listen to just a little more. This kind of reasoning came to be known as the anthropic principle. This or that is true, because if it weren't true, there would be nobody to ask the question. And that seems very simple. Since Dick's observations, cosmologists have speculated about other applications of the anthropic principle. The general idea is to find some numerical parameters in the laws of atomic physics, nuclear physics, or some other branch of physics, which if slightly different, would not have permitted the existence of life as we know it now. There are surprisingly many such coincidences. Then, if there is no other natural explanation for its value, it becomes a candidate for an anthropic explanation. This idea, of course, disturbs physicists who see the existence of themselves as an accidental property of a universe being determined by mathematical principles to be discovered by disinterested analysis. What utter nonsense that the time would not come within the idea of the illusion of your objective identity of yourself that you could not see immediately within the containments of the structure of the idea of light formulation. Now we're speaking of the whole universe, that you could somehow, in the absurdity of your mind, conceptual mind, human being, attempt to subtract yourself from what you're observing out in the universe. You gonna hear this? That's crazy. Come on, you've come far enough. Here, can you see this with me? There you are. You've come far enough in the exchange of the idea about the power of our mind to observe ourselves, to see that at the minimum, we need an application within a factoring of the species, what we call Homo sapien, into the nature that until we could observe it within the universe, it's not there. There are two solutions, obviously, to the idea of observation. One would be the observation of the entirety of everything that has ever been. Is this clear to you? All right. In which case, from the idea of objective principle, it eliminates the necessity for you to construct yourself. Come on, I'm teaching a little quantum physics here. For you to observe yourself in any regard. See that? But if this is going to be true, you could not within the void of the entirety of objective ideas about yourself and the universe, not arrive at the conclusion that the universe itself, you ready, is nothing. The basic principle to which I make application of the science evidence of your individual conceptual capacity to change your mind within a formulation of what you want to see is nothing but a specific indication that the reformulation of your consciousness of mind being replicated within the history of the idea of a human characterization of himself within a memory of time cannot not finally, somewhere in time, represent the entirety of all the universe. Here, I'm here in a procedure of your mind, showing you the power of your mind in literally an individual sense that previously gave you a reflection of light out in the universe that continually demonstrated to you the idea of a containment within your own mind, to at least somewhere within your science make an admission. You want to hear this with me? This had nothing to do with the age that you are. At a very early age in the idea of human beings, you make admissions that you're participating in the thought process of your own mind. Now, strategically in that idea cannot not be contained an idea of objective conflict of mind, we're using the term gravity now, in a pressure being exerted on you somewhere within the framework of time. Here comes the religious notation of the occurrence of the appearance of a human association of body, which immediately offers you a new factor of a light reflection of yourself that when you accept it, change each moment, this is called a Course in Miracles, the constancy of the anthropic principle that you retain objective identities of yourself and pretend to yourself somewhere that objective associations of yourself have value outside of your mind. Are you ready? You're ridiculous. You can't subtract yourself from the idea of who you are within the observation of the mind. This is much simpler than you think. Anthropically, the manner in which you would defend yourself within space-time would simply to maintain that I will use up the resources of the constitution of what represents my body association within this formulation of energy. Are you listening? And be annihilated. Now you have the fundamental problem of all consciousness. You will either be annihilated, space-time, in which case nothing will exist, or within your own annihilation of the objective association of the correspondence of your body from Jesus, you will undergo what we would term a relationship of energy light that finds a new correspondence in the idea of the rebirth of you in a constant factor of light that is constantly being converted within the relationship of this Course in Miracles. Here we go. Our first 27 and a half minutes is up. There's a great deal of joy. These are the experiences that culminated in the idea of the new vision that we're sharing from the satellite. And as the light comes down into the association, we're beginning to recognize other procedures about ourselves anthropologically in the idea that the cause of us was in our own mind, not out there. Thank you for that enjoyment. Thank you for entertaining the science idea that the idea of singular reality is reasonable. I'll be right back. God is going with us wherever we go in that little interlude. Why? God is the mind with which we're thinking, and we can't subtract ourselves from it. Will you say it with me? God bless us, each and every one in that reflection coming from the light. I'll be right back. Watch. You're back with me. I'm fascinated by the idea that in the fundamental teaching of associations of light form, you're able to see with me that my concern within the structure of your own mind is only about the reflections you're getting from yourself. The real vision, the true vision, the final vision in this last association of the light formulation that caused the structure of the real identities contained within a parallel observation of yourself that turned into a factoring of light where we began to recognize each other is the basic teaching of the power of your mind. So our Course in Miracles, on a constant basis of declaration of yourself, demands that you look at the power of light contained within the energy of the universe and use it as a faculty of the power of your mind. Right? And some of the practicing that goes on with many of you now are in that first 90-day idea within the parameter and are reading about the power of light that's inherent in you in the idea of the increase in the utilization of the power that comes from the entirety of the source of our reality. It's been a great joy for me as the what we call a teacher of God or an advanced teacher, or a mind that understands that in its most fundamental sense, this is the whole idea of the containment of the power of your mind. Finally, you can only learn what you want to learn within your idea about yourself. These are the particulars of the demand that I have made on you in the reasoning process. Now let's use the word quantum for a second. Quantum, or the idea that in reality there is no distance between the cause of what's going on and its effect, and that the difference between the two in you in a consciousness state represent the emotional conflict that you feel in the idea of darkness and loneliness and pain that represent the emotions of what you are in the experiences that you undergo in the idea that within your mind there's a necessity for you to objectively suffer consequences within your own mind. Here comes my Savior Jesus. He said, yes, it is necessary for you to convert the agencies of who you think you are in your body form, but there's a crucial element involved in the idea of any singular whole mind. That is what? The source of you cannot be outside of yourself. Now, if that's true in the idea of the correspondence of the application of the consequences that we feel in the limitation of the power of light we impose upon ourselves, we will end up, okay, in the defense of ourselves against the gravity or darkness and become a causal loop of energy. You're going to hear this, where we continue to suffer crucifixion, loneliness, and death, as we demonstrated. There's a lovely new movie out that shows you all of the factoring that my Savior Jesus went through in this event. Did he go through it? Of course. Why are you trying to subtract yourself from the inevitability of your own participation in the idea, this is the anthropic idea again, that somehow I'm going to subtract myself, watch somebody else suffer, watch somebody else find the solution, when the direction I have been given, this is very fundamental now, that I'm the cause of it. And if I'm the cause of it, well, I may decide to continue to suffer in any event to prove somehow that I can be separate from the entirety of the universe and hold to the science belief that if I'm destroyed, there will be nothing. Now I'm going to give you a choice. If what you say is true, at the time of your apparent termination within space-time, there'll be nothing. Say that to me. Yeah. This is from the science approach. Now, very obviously, if all the new evidence shows us that in the entirety of the length of universal association with itself, remember we just read, you're only 10 million years old, that the entirety of the increase of the frequency of energy allows you to observe an intensity of conversion within your own formulation of yourself that makes you a human being. This is the whole joy of what I'm teaching. If this is true, Jesus would say it, anyone in a quantum idea of traveling out into the universe would say it, I may choose a time within that frame of time where the frequency of conversion has increased in direct evidence of the solution that I found. These are all the stories you've been telling me, my friend. This is the whole story of the New Testament of Jesus. He comes from outside of the framework of time, enters into your framework, which beginning was 10 million years old, increases the frequency, say the Old Testament, in the idea that you contain memories of solution within your own mind that he's going to help you demonstrate within your own particulars. Now, how much of it is in the idea of the utilization of power of mind which you exercise in life? This will be 7 minutes of the idea in the mind training of the application of the power of the association of light with the consciousness of who you are. Listen. It's important to remember that miracles and vision necessarily go together. This needs repeating and frequent repeating over and over because it's a central idea to a brand new thought system that you've discovered. Why? The miracle of light is always there. Its presence is not caused by your vision. Its absence is not the result of your failure to see. It is only your awareness of miracles that is affected. You will see them in the light. You will not see them in the darkness. And here I am with the idea that we're converting light energy of formulation in what just a moment ago, in a past reference you had about yourself, within a memory of your body association, I'm using myself now to demonstrate, you think that I'm trapped in this body identity, and we're reflecting back and forth to ourselves the idea of associations of, we call it dim light, in which while we peer with our little perspectives of eyes, we obviously aren't seeing anything. Because the only manner in which we could see would be to utilize the power of the entirety of universal mind. You see that? So miracles are seen in light in order to facilitate the idea that when you see in darkness, you are a memory of an old association in your mind that you attempt to find correspondent in what is already gone. Listen. To you then, light is crucial. While you remain in darkness, the miracle remains unseen. Thus what, you conceptual mind? You're convinced it's not there. This follows from the premise from which the darkness comes. Why? Denial of light leads to failure to perceive it. Failure to perceive light is to perceive darkness. The light is useless to you then, even though it's there. You cannot use it because its presence is literally unknown to you. And the seeming reality of the darkness makes the idea of light totally meaningless. Listen, to be told that what you do not see is there sounds like insanity. It's very difficult to become convinced that it is insanity not to see what is there and to see what is not there instead. Why? You don't doubt that your little body's eyes can see. You don't doubt the images they show you are reality. Your faith lies in darkness, not the light. How can this be reversed? Are you listening to me? For you, it is impossible, but you are not alone in this. You, the reason you're not alone in this, consciousness, human being, is that you are actively representing your need to retain the conflict of the idea in the obstacles that represent your determination to stay in a pitiful example of the human condition of your body, rather than making application of a power of light that at last referenced within the framework of the science was a billion times gamma rays, gamma light, was a billion, 1,000,000,000 times more powerful than the pitiful expression of yourself that represents your body formulation. There, I put the light joy of you representing your body formulation to me. Was that the 91st day of the idea that you're not alone in the decision that can be made by you by not objecting to the idea that there's an alteration of light going on in a constant feature of provision? You got to stay with me basically with this. You're hearing me through utilization of your power to decide what you want within that frame. In other words, you're not alone. In other words, your fear of the exercising of the power of your mind, this is a miracle now, to demonstrate an immediate and constant and instant conversion in the idea of quantum re-identity going on in an infinite number of associations of mind will lead you to the inevitability, this is directly from Jesus now, to the idea of parallel universes. What it says, and says very simply, is that somewhere, if you increase the power of the frequency of your self to decide what you want to see in your correspondent, you will find, to your happy surprise, the joy of self-realization that eliminates the necessity for you to continue to suffer. This is directly from my Savior. In other words, once you prove the idea of the transfiguration of the body formulation, again from Jesus, the resurrection of the body identity is inevitable, Very simply, because it's not contained within the framework of the idea of the strength of light as demonstrated by your own weakness. Look with me. Practice. Jesus is resurrected. Therefore, you're not a body. Any single body that demonstrates the entirety of the idea of who you would be within this frame is instantly available to you through a practice of your mind. This is all quantum now, that I can't see out there at the speed of light because I've only been here 10 million years, all right? And in that time, I do not have enough frame of reference from the beginning to the end of the entirety of the universe, and I'm operating on a procedure that I utilize the idea of a constancy of light that demands relationships of cause and effect that cause, say to me, sequential. Yes. So that the miracle that is available to me eliminates my necessity to defend myself within a parameter of space-time that does not make immediately available to me the whole idea of recognition that this conceptual idea of time was over a long time ago. Just a little more from 91. And then 92 with the power of decision that you're making. Listen. Your efforts, however little they may be, have very strong support. Did you but realize how great this strength, your doubts about yourself would vanish. Today, we're going to devote ourselves to the attempt to let you feel this strength. When you have felt the strength in you which makes all miracles within your easy reach, are you listening? Your doubts will not be about yourself. The miracle your sense of weakness hides will leap into the awareness as you feel the strength within you. Here we go. We're going to practice a little bit. Set a time for about 10 minutes for a quiet time and practice. Here you go. Instruct yourself that you're not a body. Faith goes to what you want, and you instruct your mind accordingly. Your will remains your teacher, and your will has all the strength to do what it desires. You, listen, can escape the body if you choose, and you can experience the strength that's in you if you desire to do so, very simply because the provision that we're expressing within this idea of a continuum of time within your own memory fabric of the idea you're telling yourself about yourself cannot not somewhere within time contain new ideas about what you were previously fearful to hear. We practice just a couple of fundamental sentences of the argument that I'm presenting you with in the inevitability that all of the power of the universe cannot not be yours. That allows you to look at the perspective of self-annihilation within your idea of the utilization of the weakness of your little idea of body form and continue to believe somewhere within your frame that it's necessary for you to suffer. Thank you. Now, the practice of miracle healing teachers, and this is being demonstrated through Jesus very emphatically. So I practice this, Christian, there's a lot of Christian minds out now that are causing physical healings of body identity. Now, the idea, this is very fundamental to my teachings of Jesus and is in fact recognized by virtually all healers of the idea of miracle healing, that the manner in which you heal through the power of light is actually not connected to the idea of the utilization of the power of redefinition of yourself, because the concepts you're holding of yourself make it impossible for you, except at any moment, to utilize the empower, I'm going to use Jesus here, of the mind of my Savior Jesus. What I had to learn in my own illumination was to get out of the way of my determination to perform acts of what constituted healing within my own mind that continued to trap me in the idea of objective association within the framework of my body, in which I constructed multiple ideas of reflection of light contained within my own mind, where in my most fundamental sense, the vision of recognition of myself constituted, and let's use the term, attack and defense within my own idea about myself, and the application of the energy got me to lesson 92. Listen. Miracles are seen in light, and light and strength are one. Now listen to me, human. The idea for today is an extension of the previous one. Listen, you do not think of light in terms of strength and darkness in terms of weakness. This is because your idea of what seeing means is tied up with the body and its eyes and its little brain. Thus, you believe that you can change what you see by putting little bits of glass before your eyes. This is among the many magical beliefs that come from the conviction you're a body and that the body's eyes can see. You gonna hear this with me? Look, you also believe that the body's brain can actually think within its conceptual self. If you but understood the nature of thought, you begin to laugh at this crazy idea. It is if you thought you held the match that lights the sun and gives it its warmth, or that you held the world within your hand, securely bound until you let it go. This is no more foolish than to believe that the body's eyes can see, and I'm going to involve you emotionally with it just for a moment. It is God's strength in you that is the light in which you see, listen, and it is His mind with which you think. His strength denies your weakness. I'm going to give you a description of yourself because I enjoy doing it, all right? It is your weakness that sees through the body's eyes, peering about in darkness to behold what? The lightness of itself. Here we go. Say to me, small, good, weak, yeah, sickly, say it, dying, yes, those in need, look, the helpless, the afraid, the sad, the poor, the starving, the joyless, these are seen through eyes that cannot see, and therefore that cannot bless. And the idea that we have used up this first 57 and a half minutes of a quantum adventure in the increase of the frequency of light have led you through this miracle of satellite energy to see that the light that you are utilizing in the conversion of your mind was actually not out there at all. It was only contained within your determination to represent yourself as that light factor in order not to get a vision of light that is the healing factor of the recognition. This is now the love we're sharing with each other. A momentary love of the power of light to recognize revisions of our association with our self. The concept of the self that has bound you to the idea of a body formulation of light is about to leave you. And we're going to share together through the satellite energy of the possibility of raising the constancy of conversion into a brand new frame of space-time that as it glances about at the dark form that previously held it, it laughs. It laughs at the idea of the sickness and pain and loneliness that prior to a predetermination of resurrection did not allow you to see that the power of application contained in you is in fact the power of the universe. So that we can stay together and come back, I want you to see the exercise and the power that reverses the containment where you've been willing to come back in and examine yourself based on a new parameter of light that we're using. Because God goes with us wherever we go, being the totality of the reflection of light that you just saw as you disappeared from this continuum. So we may say together, God bless us, each and every one, and together we'll disappear into a whole new light factor of energy that eliminates all of this dark form. Stay with me.